We're with Jeff Jensen now. He's newly appointed to the Afton Town Council. He's been helping the town on the utilities board. He's just been involved with a small community and obviously has an interest in helping a small community succeed. Would that be a correct summary, Jeff, as we visit with you here today?
Yeah, it is. I grew up in a small town, very, very similar to Afton. I spent about 6 years on the planning and zoning board for that town, and 5 years as the chairperson, and really had a vision of what I wanted to see, because it was a town that I grew up in and remember from being younger the businesses that were in there and the prosperity that was there. And that town has since kind of, a lot of those things have gone away.
It's hard to keep small towns going, but people like you have an interest in helping them succeed.
It is, because there's a lot. A small town has a lot to offer, not only for knowing people and a close community and that, but, you know, we have the tourists, people that come through.
Gets busy in the summer here.
It does, you know, but a lot of people sometimes don't get to experience a small town, you know, especially those that are coming through on vacation, and there's a lot here.
A lot to offer the town of Afton. First of all, before we move forward, tell us about where you came from, your experience with that town. Where was that home?
So I'm originally from Garland, Utah, which is in the northern part, little west of Logan.
Uh-huh.
I grew up there, moved away, worked, and then my wife and I moved back, and we lived there another 18 years before we came to Afton.
What brought you to Star Valley and Afton?
Silver Star and work.
Yeah,
and that I worked for an environmental consulting company for 15 years in Logan, and things were slowing down. The owner was getting older to retire, and just thought it would be a nice change. And I'd had prior experience working as a consultant with Silver Star when they did their big broadband move over Togwitty Pass and Teton Pass, and we did the environmental work for it. And so I got to know several of the people here, and then the job came open, and I got asked to apply for it, and here we are.
Here you are with Silver Star and helping Afton. Now, what would you like to accomplish as a member of the town council? You talk about the benefits of Afton. It's a nice small town with a lot of promise. What would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see Afton have a vision of what they want in the future, not only from the town council, but from the citizens here. You know, because small towns go through a lot of changes. They get different identities, and I would like to see, help figure out what Afton's identity, what they want to be in the future.
Narrow it down, actually, the town's involved in a study now, getting that all accomplished, right?
Right, they are. The Main Street Coalition has the meeting, and it starts this Saturday.
Okay.
And I would recommend that the public come out and be involved in that, because that's what I found. In my experience, there are times when the state or the federal government makes changes or new laws, and we feel like we can't, we don't have any voice.
Didn't get a chance to get involved. Here's your chance.
This town council, I found, being involved in that, I've had more influence on things that directly affect me than really from the state.
Right.
That's why I got involved. I like to know what, kind of have an idea of what's going on and what the town's direction is, and be involved. And
ready to roll up your sleeves and go to work for Afton.
Oh, you bet.
What haven't we asked you that's important at this point you'd like to add? And kind of a closing comment.
To me, the most important thing is I'd like to see the public involved in as much as possible. And that's all sides and opinions. I've sat in the audience, and I find it very interesting to listen to all sides. And I've come from a consulting background, and where we had to take all the information and whether we agreed with it or didn't agree with it, and put it together and come up with the best decision available. And so everybody has a differing opinion on subjects, and for me, I'd like to see the public involved as much as possible in these decisions that the five people make.
Future of the town of Afton.
Future of the town of Afton, yeah. And to just see it succeed and to grow. Or not even really to grow, but to maintain and to be a great place to live.
Very good. Jeff Jensen, newest member of the Afton Town Council.